WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. College Station has an advisory board that, among other things, has spent the last 6 months preparing priority lists for the construction and repair of sidewalks. The city council at its last meeting accepted a report proposing the construction of more than 110 miles of new sidewalks. 9 locations were named priority projects. Blanche Brick, who represented the council in developing the list, noted there is no money.
And I often wonder sometimes why it is so hard for us to fund things like sidewalks. When I grew up in a town back in the 1940s and 50s, and they had sidewalks. And I don't know where they got the money from. They were fighting World War II, and they still had money to build sidewalks.
Equal weight was given to building sidewalks near schools, population density, and pedestrian safety. The Bryan City Council has rejected a rezoning request that would have allowed a new nightclub on Highway 30 east of Harvey Road.
Art Hughes' motion to approve the rezoning died for the lack of a second. No one on the council spoke for or against what was a unanimous recommendation by the Planning and Zoning Commission. Volunteer firefighter Jerry Merker was one of two people who spoke at last night's public hearing in opposition.
My concern has to do with the additional traffic load, especially late at night, with individuals that may or may not have been alcohol impaired. This is a nice wide highway, at least most of it, but they still managed to end up in a ditch and on the wrong side of the road.
The owner of Rocky's, a country music nightclub that closed at the mall 3 weeks ago, sought the rezoning. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Speed limit changes are coming to a Bryan neighborhood. City Council action last night will change the posted speed on Austin's Colony Parkway. Currently 30 miles per hour, it will go to 35 from the freeway north to near Rudder High School and to 40 from the high school to Old Reliance. The council also established school zone speed limits around Rudder on Austin's Colony and Old Reliance. A former employee of a Bryan business is accused of stealing $40,000. Police determined 34-year-old Jennifer Key took money from Big Rack Trading Company over a 2.5-year period. Officer Kelly McKeithen says investigators were notified of the allegations last September. Then, several months were spent contacting two banks and a number of other financial institutions to determine how the money was transferred illegally from company accounts.
The theft charge is basically an aggregated amount, meaning they took totals and added it together. There were 93 unauthorized bank drafts from one account, and then there were about 33 unauthorized accounts from another bank.
Key, who now lives in West Texas, is also accused of not following through on an agreement to pay back $35,000 if she could keep her job. It's no secret that there are no hotel rooms for Aggie Home football weekends. It's a different story if you get your hands on a recreational vehicle. Debbie Hoffman at A&M Transportation Services says, with the exception of the Alabama game, RV parking remains available.
We have expanded our RV operation this year to just over 550 RV spaces available on the campus. There are still RV parking available online for purchase.
Hoffman says to check their website, transport.tamu.edu, for the latest information.
We still have the free Get to the Grid shuttle. A&M employees and students who have parking permits still have areas where they may park for free. And then our largest parking area, which is Fanfield, that has just over 1,700 spaces, is still at the $10 price point with a shuttle service.
From Fanfield parking on West Campus, the shuttle goes to the new underpass at Welborn Road and Old Main. The search continues for the next president of the Blinn College campuses in Brazos County. Spokesman Richard Bray says an interim is expected to be appointed soon.
We were hoping we might be able to get somebody in time for the fall semester, but from the very beginning of the process, our district president, Dr. Harold Nolte, and our executive council have said that it's less important that we get somebody in here quickly. It's more important that we get the right person in here.
Bray says a great pool of applicants were interviewed, but the perfect fit wasn't found. That has led to suspending the search and rewriting the job description. and the new southbound freeway on and off ramps at Harvey Road opened to traffic yesterday morning. Also, message boards are alerting northbound motorists that the Harvey Road exit will be closed next Tuesday, the day after Labor Day. It's the next phase of the $11 million relocation of freeway on and off ramps between the William Joel Bryan Parkway Boonville Road exit in Bryan and the Harvey Mitchell Emerald Parkway exit in College Station. WTAW News Time is 8:11. It's 76 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. During football season, let Mary Maids help you get ready for your weekend guests. Mary Maids is America's number one residential cleaning service and has been voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. They're committed to cleaning your house like it was their own. A thorough, customized cleaning from a team you can trust. Guaranteed. Your entire house will be spotless. Then you can relax and enjoy the football game yourself. Call Mary Maids at 595-1111. That's 595-1111. Mary Maids. Relax. It's done.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's. A&M Consolidated Tiger Football is brought to you this season by these local businesses.
Max Food Mart, Blinn College, First Victoria Bank, Central Texas Sports Medicine, Kelly Burt Dozer, Subway, ABC Home and Commercial Services, Monograms and More, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and InTech Pest Control.
You're listening to the home of A&M Consolidated Tiger Football, News Talk 1620 WTAW. If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Let's do that. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Yesterday's cloudiness is finally gone, and it's back to sunshine and warm temperatures over the next few days. We're headed up to 95 to 100 this afternoon. Clear tonight, 75 to 80. Lots of sunshine with highs somewhere between 95 and 100 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, clear, lows 75 to 80. Sunny weather's in the forecast for the day on Friday, and highs Friday afternoon are going to be 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:13. We don't have any Jethro trivia today. I mean, it was such a simple question. You know, what famous person got a dog last week? And it was, you know.
So I don't have a chance to get a mouse pad this week?
You don't.
I heard all week from Councilmember Owens is that he got this WTAW mouse
pad. Yeah, he did. He did, but, I mean, we've got one for you, but, I mean, it's hardly any good anymore because we're already at the end of August, so it's
well,
not worth
it. Well, I fold them up, and I kind of even out my tables when the legs are kind of short.
Do that. All right.
They're great for that.
If that's the case, we got 10 or 12. Yeah, we could put them all over the house.
As long as you keep the WTAW side up so that you are reminded of, you know, the
absolutely
station.
Yeah,
who we are and what we're all about.
Advertising sign up.
That's it. So, anyway, we'll do that maybe next Wednesday or, 2 weeks from now when you're back in. Y'all unanimously passed the first reading of your budget. That's about, what, $328
million? $338 million budget. Mm-hmm. Very large budget, of course, with the utility company that adds to it. But, you know, we've adding 10 first responders this year. We've had a need for more first responders in the city of Bryan. So, you know, 6 more firefighters, 4 more police officers, plus some additional crossing guards. And I thought about the crossing guards when I was en route here. I went through a couple of school zones, and I don't know if the taxpayers realize this. You know, a lot of folks always think that the school district pays for the crossing guard. That's actually, it comes out of your city taxes.
So interesting.
school guards, and so we actually increased the funding for the school guards this year. So public safety is very important to the city of Bryan and to our city council. So
sure.
Adding some of those spots.
And I guess the tax rate, you're pretty pleased about that, huh?
Going down half a point, so that's 2 years in a row that we're decreasing the tax rate. Of course, the revenues are increasing because the tax valuations on average have gone up. So if your valuations didn't go up, you'll actually see a decrease in what you pay in taxes. But if your home valuations went up this year compared to 2012, then you might see a slight increase in what you pay in taxes. But all I can control as a council member and as the mayor is the tax rate, and I'm excited that we're, you know, little by little shaving that off without affecting the quality services that the city of Bryan provides our taxpayers. So, right.
What he meant to say and couldn't is if your tax haven't gone up this year, just wait. your time's coming. they'll get around to you. But also, as you prepared to put this budget together, and we've had Jason Barfnick was in a couple of weeks ago when we talked about those capital improvements that are down the road. So I think probably this would be a great time for us to talk about water, wastewater, and while those rates are not going up, we know that the great things that happen with things like Axis coming in here is that that's going to cause us to have infrastructure needs in the future as we have ancillary growth that goes along with it. So we've got some expenses coming up probably.
Well, when you have companies like Axis Pipe and Tube, we've got our new Texas Triangle Park, and we have expanded our infrastructure to that park on the northeast side of Bryan. And so that also opens up other areas to develop in that part of the community. Of course, those are new dollars that Axis Pipe and Tube will bring in for this community, so there's new dollars that can go into the infrastructure funds. But we have redone and paved a lot of streets over the past few years, a lot of, you know, we're an aging community, Scott, so you're starting to see that a little bit in College Station now. Age has kept catching up with them, where they're having to spend more on infrastructure repairs. We've been doing that for years in Bryan, and so we're playing catch-up, and we're in all the neighborhoods redoing streets and adding sidewalks and redoing sidewalks and upgrading the sewer lines that are collapsing and working on the water lines, and then also expanding in our west and east sides and our north sides that are growing and developing. So so we've got, you know, we've been fortunate that we're able to do that. And, of course, some of the new businesses and some of the expanding businesses do help pay for some of those expenditures.
What are some of the other things that we see from, and again, Bryan seems to be in a pretty good position from an industrial standpoint as far as expansion is concerned. What other things are you seeing that possibly could come to the west side?
Well, we're looking at a lot of retail development on the west side. You know, there's nothing official that we can announce today, but there's a lot of blog sites out there talking about some of the retail establishments that are looking at locating out on the west side. Of course, we did announce the large Walmart shopping center. And I say shopping center because it's not just Walmart. Mm-hmm. There are going to be some large box retailers that are going to be locating in that shopping center, mini restaurants, other department-type stores that will be located there, in addition to everything around there that'll explode. We've become Hotel City. You know, when I first got on the council, you know, I think we had the Brazos Inn and a few hotels on Texas Avenue, and then the LaSalle Hotel, of course. And we were excited when Best Western Atria opened up, and that was a big day in the city of Bryan, one of the nicest, newest hotels to locate in this community. And since then, they figured out what Best Western figured out, that this is a great place to have a hotel, mm-hmm. and it's close to campus, and we've got all the development ready sites for those hoteliers. So we're seeing an influx of hotels. Of course, adding the SEC to it and everything that goes on at the Expo Center and all the other activities around town with the softball tournaments and the baseball tournaments is bringing a lot of people to our community. And we're fortunate that that also generates plenty of hotel motel funds. We're bringing in extra $150,000 just in this first 6 months compared to last year, a 41% increase in the hotel motel revenues. And those funds are for heads and beds events, you know, Texas Reds, blues festivals, other type events that go on throughout our community. Those monies cannot go towards infrastructure improvements or economic development incentives. And so it's strictly to bring other people to our community and to improve the quality of life for our citizens. So a lot of new growth going on, not only in the west side, but in the east side and now in the north side. When you're going to bring in 500-600 new employees to that new Texas Triangle Park with Gundler and Axis Pipe and Tube, you're going to need to look at additional retail establishments and restaurants in those vicinities. So you're going to see an expansion in growth, and then a lot of new residential subdivisions that will probably be popping up and in those areas, and have already popped up to serve the housing and residential needs of those workers.
Sure. Jason Mayansky, the mayor of Bryan, joining us this morning. Proposed rezoning that would have permitted a new nightclub off Highway 30 between Hardy Weedon and Elmo Weedon Road had come out. Staff had said, P&Z said this was a good thing. They were okay with that, but died last night for lack of a second. Give me your thoughts there.
Well, I have to mention it did die for lack of a second. So I think you reported this morning that there was no discussion from the city council. We can't discuss it if we don't have a motion in a second, and then we go into discussion. So since it died for a lack of second, there wasn't any discussion from any of the council members on the item. I think what you see with planning and zoning with the city council, sometimes people forget about the planning and zoning process. You don't have people showing up for the public hearings, and sometimes they're not communicating and calling and emailing their P&Z members. But they will email and contact and visit with their council members. So I think that's what you had in this case. It kind of went off the radar a little bit with planning and zoning. A lot of people didn't hear about it. I think other news media outlets, including yourself, talked about it. And then when it comes to council, more people are educated, informed about what's going on. And we did have some concerns on some of the residential subdivisions surrounding the area and some concern from the first responders and public responders. And it did die for lack of second, and it did not pass the Bryan City Council last night.
Now, this could come up again?
It could come up again. I'm hearing that they're looking at other locations that are already properly zoned. I think there's one location that was already an existing nightclub in Bryan that could be converted into this nicer nightclub. So I think there'll be some other options that we can look at in existing areas that were further away from residential neighborhoods. So that'll be something that we'll be taking a look at. But I haven't talked with them and haven't talked with staff about it today to see, what their next step is. But at this point, it's not, that property's not going to be rezoned over there on Highway 30.
TxDOT had said, I think it was two Fridays ago, that, of course, they have to cut $100 million. They have to find savings of $100 million in their budget to get the money from the state legislature. And they had at least floated the idea that state highways within city limits of the 60 largest cities in Texas, that would include Bryan, would be switched over to the cities for maintenance. Where do we stand with that?
Wow. Talk about a bombshell to the local elected officials, basically telling you that you're going to take over those the street maintenance and improvements. We're still yet to figure out how much we're going to be taking over if that comes to fruition. I think they've excluded Highway 6 and Highway 47, of course, but I think I've heard figures of 41 miles of highway that will have to be maintained. Where will that money come from? We've got a transportation fee in place. We're fortunate to have that could go towards maintenance of those streets, but then it will potentially take away from some of the improvements we've been making in some of the older and aging parts of Bryan. Could there be a tax increase? Sure. That's something that would have to be addressed. We're hoping that the state will figure out their funding. It always lies at the feet of the local officials and the local residents to foot the bill that's sometimes not taken care of in Austin. So I'm hoping our elected officials, Senator Shortner, Representative Rainey, and Cassell, will work with us and help us and help these communities find a way to fund public transportation, the highway department, and it won't be an additional burden on the local communities.
Yeah, I think there's been near unanimity. Every city has responded that way, and there's a hearing in Austin tomorrow. They may take it off the table. But that does bring up the whole idea that, again, Bryan is one of two cities in Texas that have a transportation fee. Do you see tolling opportunities available in Brazos County in the future?
I do. I think that could be a possibility. If you want to stay ahead of the curve and you want to have your infrastructure in place and anticipate some of the future growth, you may have to do that. I mean, we were fortunate to receive funds from TxDOT for the overpass and some of the improvements on the west side of town that's now helping us bring in all these companies in the biomedical corridor and the health science center location. But if we didn't have $9 or $10 million, we wouldn't have that overpass that's located there today. So we've got to make sure that we have those funds in place and that we try to stay ahead of the curve and not end up like Austin, Texas, where we're behind the curve and we're trying to play catch-up the whole time. But Brian Colasacci done a good job with it. There are some growing pains. You know, Briarcrest is one example, but now it's up and running and serving the citizens' needs much better than it was before. But tolling opportunities could be something that we can look at in the future. You know, it's something we haven't talked about as a council at this point. Mm-hmm. But if we did a loop around Brian Cullis Station like it's been proposed in the past, I mean, that could be a tolling opportunity. But we'll see. You know, we're going to have to come up with creative measures to help fund transportation needs if we can't count on the state's help.
That's for sure. What else you got for us today?
Well, I briefly mentioned Axis Pipe and Tube. It's the largest manufacturer to ever locate in these parts between basically Austin and in Houston and particularly Brazos County. $150 million plus investment, 285 plus jobs initially, averaging wages about $40,000. So we're excited to have the Garza family unite with the Bryan family and Brazos County family and bring those opportunities to our community to have job opportunities for those that are underemployed and unemployed. And this is going to be a major investment, 700,000 square foot facility. It looked big just in the model phase. So excited to see that happening. And hopefully this time next year they'll be up and running. Got to mention Texas Red, September 27th to 28th. That's just a few weeks away, folks. We're still looking for volunteers. We're looking for vendors. And we're, of course, looking for participants. We're going to headline with John Conley and Steve Warner Saturday night. I know a lot of people have been really excited about those two. They haven't played this parts in a while. And we've got a great party band for Friday night. So we welcome everyone to come out. It's going to be done a little bit differently this year. There's only an admission that you pay $5 to see the main acts, Texas Reds, and all of downtown Bryan, where the merchants are available. There will not be a charge. So it's an off game week, so there won't be a local football game here. So we invite everybody to come out, and we're also looking for volunteers because proceeds will be given to our first responders and to the Bryan Firefighters Association for those families that fell victim here back in February. So we invite everybody to please help. Our local firefighters and also come out and have a good time and meet your neighbors and enjoy all the great things going on in the city of Bryan.
There you go. Thanks a lot.
Thanks,
that's Jason
Scott.
Jason Baieski is the mayor of Bryan. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. Our community segment is brought to you this morning by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity. Folks from the Brazos Valley Symphony join us in just a moment.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Steve Cruzy joins us this morning as a board member of the Brazos Valley Symphony. Steve, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
An opportunity coming up for people to enjoy maybe their favorite pastime and also help out the symphony. So tell us about that.
Yes, very. This is our second year that we're going to be having the golf tournament fundraiser for the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. And it's going to be on Monday, October 14th at Pebble Creek Country Club. And that is a federal holiday, so no excuses. Let's get out there and play.
There you are.
And like last year, we're going to keep the format and the sponsorship levels all the same that we did last year. So we're putting together teams of four golfers, and it's going to be Texas Scramble format. So anybody, whether you're a professional golfer, scratch golfer, or somebody that really needs a large handicap, it's designed to be accommodating for golfers of all skill levels. And so we're going to be having that again on the 14th. We are asking for folks to get registered as quickly as possible. Last year, we filled the tournament up with the number of teams that we could accommodate at that point. This year, we're going to expand it by four more teams, which means we have slots for 22 teams, 88 golfers. We're really excited because we already are more than halfway there, and it's way early in the registration process.
Well, and again, for it being the second year of the event, obviously you've it worked very well last year. You had great response, so no reason not to continue.
Exactly. And I think what was very appealing and a lot of fun for folks last year was a couple of the games that we had going on during the tournament. On the hole number 17, par 3, Alan Honda, who is presenting the golf tournament for us, they actually had that hole set up as a hole-in-one game so that if you, any golfer that made a hole-in-one, would win a brand new Honda Accord.
Wow.
So that was exciting. We had some other games going on and prizes. So we will be giving away prizes during the day for closest to the pin and longest putt. We'll be also serving breakfast. HEB will be bringing out fabulous breakfast burritos as people are registering and practicing their game before the shotgun start at 10 o'clock. And then once the tournament is over around 2:30, 3 o'clock, we're going to have a fabulous lunch, a barbecue lunch like we did last year. So we're looking forward to just a fabulous day of fun and food and a lot of good times.
Sure. Give people an idea of what it costs for individuals or teams.
Yes. As an individual, you can sign up, and it's $125 per player. And we are encouraging, though, for folks to get together with three other golfers and sign up as a team of foursome. And the initial level that you can sign up for is $500 for the team. And what that includes, Scott, is you get golfers' gift bags, you get tickets for the holiday concert, and you'll also be getting a golf shirt, a really nice golf shirt with the logo on it, and then a souvenir photo for every team member with Maestro Marcelo Busicchi, who will also be appearing again this year on the 18th green to help with putting on the 18th
oh,
green.
Oh, very good. Excellent. Okay. Carefully, he's going to get hooked on this golf thing, too. You know, that could happen. Are you a golfer?
I am a golfer,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, so, now, can they register ahead of time online, or do they register that day?
Actually, we need to get the registrations in ahead of time, again, just simply to help us gauge in terms of what resources and materials we're going to need for that day. So, and like last year, we actually did reach our maximum before the day of the event. So we are asking for folks to sign up early, and here's how you do it. You can go to bvso.org and click on the golf tournament fundraiser link and then sign up your team there. All of the golfers that played last year, as well as many other people in the community, have been receiving flyers in the mail that explains everything about the tournament and how to sign up. And then, if all else fails, you can call 979-696-6100, and that will take care of getting you registered.
All right, there you go. It's a golf tournament, and the proceeds will go to support the Brazos Valley Symphony. Thanks for the time this morning, Steve.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Monitoring the Middle East, this is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The stock market may stabilize after yesterday's sell-off. The futures are slightly higher ahead of the midweek session, but investors are still nervous about the escalating tensions in Syria and the potential for a military strike. Oil and gold prices are up this morning. A couple of earnings reports will get attention on Wall Street today. TiVo's sales and profits set a company record in the latest quarter. The video recorder company reported a big increase in subscribers and issued an upbeat outlook. Zales reported a smaller than expected loss for the latest quarter. Sales for jewelry stores that have been open at least a year increased more than expected. Some jobs now come with hair care benefits. The Society for Human Resource Management says about 1% of the nation's employers currently offer on-site haircuts for employees, and more firms plan to add the benefit next year. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Membership streamlines business expenses.
At WaggleWorks, we help build animatronics for theme parks around the country. When we're on the road, we rack up a ton of expenses, but we're never weighed down with receipts.
Introducing Receipt Match on business cards from American Express Open. Just shoot your receipts with your smartphone, and they're matched up with your charges on your online statement.
I'm John Kaplan, and I'm a member of A Synchronized World.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does. Learn more at open.com. Terms and limitations apply.
My company designed that sound for a horror film. But I like to play it when I did accounting, invoicing, or scary admin stuff. But now, using Sage One, I play this sound.
Sage One is the simple online app that makes accounting easy, so you can get back to what you love faster. Go from to time is money. Be stingy with it. Visit BeStingy.com now for a free month of Sage One.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 80 degrees right now at the studios. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A country music nightclub that closed at the mall 3 weeks ago is not relocating to Bryan.
Earlier this month, the owner of Rockies received the unanimous recommendation of Bryan's Planning and Zoning Commission to build a new facility on Highway 30 east of Harvey Road. Last night, the city council held a public hearing. There were two speakers. Both were opposed. One, land agent Mark McAuliffe.
I think a nightclub would bring loud noise, heavy traffic, increased crime, increased personal injuries because of the traffic accidents after hours. Again, I haven't done an analysis, but it seems to me that the city would be paying more to have a nightclub in its city limits than it'll gain from income through taxes.
No one on the council spoke for or against the rezoning. Then Art Hughes' motion to approve the request died for the lack of a second. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The second leg of moving freeway exit and entrance ramps begins next Tuesday. Message boards are advising northbound motorists that Harvey Road will be closed the day after Labor Day. That comes at the same time new Harvey on and off ramps for southbound drivers are now open and the reduced speed zone has been removed. Construction will continue through next year along the freeway from the Emerald and Harvey Mitchell Parkway exit in College Station to the Boonville Road William Joel Bryan Parkway exit in Bryan. Meanwhile, motorists around Rudder High School will see school zone speed limits soon. The Bryan City Council last night approved school zones on Old Reliance and Austin's Colony Parkway. The council also increased speed limits on Austin's Colony from 30 miles per hour. It will go 40 in front of the high school and 35 from south of Rudder to the freeway frontage road. As the first Aggie home football game draws near, advanced planning and arriving early are two keys for having a more enjoyable experience. June Broughton at A&M Transportation Services suggests starting online at transport.tamu.edu.
We've got the routes on our mobile site. They're buses. You can see where they are on the route. It's real time. Also, we want people to look at the different lots where they can park and what type of permits are allowed in the lot.
Returning for another season is the free shuttle between Post Oak Mall and the Quad, a short walk from Kyle Field.
We love Get to the Grid. We're transporting about 5,000 fans every game day now. This is still one of the best ways to get to campus if you don't want to park on campus, don't know where, or don't want to pay for parking.
Also, RV parking remains available for all games except Alabama. There will be a second search for the next president of Blinn College's Brazos County campuses. Spokesman Richard Bray says the perfect fit wasn't found after interviewing what was described as a great pool of applicants.
We suspended the search, and we are currently re-examining those job qualifications. We're going to make it very clear exactly what we're looking for and really hone in on finding that right candidate.
Bray says an interim is expected to be appointed soon. And for nearly a year, Bryan police investigators have been looking into allegations of how a local business lost $40,000. Officer Kelly McKeithen says charges against a former employee of Big Rack Trading Company include felony theft.
She was also charged with several credit card abuse cases. There were like four different ones, and they were all in about $300 to $500 range. They charged with four, but I think they show that there's more than that, because each time that someone uses that credit card, that's a felony offense.
Investigators believe 34-year-old Jennifer Key withdrew money from a company bank account and made credit charges over a 2.5-year period to pay a variety of personal bills. Key, who moved to West Texas, turned herself in earlier this week and was released from jail after posting bond. WTAW News Time is 8:39. It's 80 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you drive a European car, You don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's. St. Joseph Eagle Football is brought to you this season by these local businesses.
Jeff Paradowski, attorney at law. Kelly Bird Dozer, Texas Fleet Outfitters inside Napa Superstore. Spirit of Texas Bank, Memorial Funeral Chapel, Krauss Paint and Body, Equity Real Estate, Fast Signs, Seb Check Service Center, Jackie Voss Allstate Insurance, Jason Bayensky, BCR Realtor, and Surf Pro of the Brazos Valley.
Listen to St. Joseph Football as the Eagles go for the Division III TAP State Championship in 2013.
It's 8:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Sunshine and very warm temperatures. That's the story through the rest of the work week as we go towards the Labor Day weekend. High pressure firmly in control of the weather now. We'll have all sorts of sunshine today. It'll be 95 to 100 during the afternoon. Clear tonight, 75 to 80. Sunny tomorrow, 95 to 100. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Friday's going to be mostly sunny with highs between 95 and 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, here we go. You know, moms and dads often will spell out words that they don't want their little toddlers repeating. Okay, that's just one of those things you learn to do as a parent. But waiting until toddlerhood may be way too late, as a matter of fact. A study claims that babies can hear specific words in the womb and remember them in the days after birth.
Wow.
Yeah, now,
how often are you saying these words?
Right, well, but my other thought is, how well can you actually test a three-day-old infant? Anyway, past studies have shown that fetuses do hear and learn certain sounds. Developing babies are influenced by their mother's voices, nursery rhymes, vowel sounds. But a report published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences shows a fetus can detect and remember discrete words. Okay? Words. This is the first of its kind, obviously. For their study, researchers used the made-up word ta-ta-ta. Okay? Ta-ta-ta. To test whether...
Kids say that that's one of the first sounds you make.
No, that's what they did. They used that word to test whether a particular word could find its way into the brain. 17 pregnant women were instructed to blast a recording of a woman using that word 5 to 7 times a week in bursts of 2 to 4 minutes. The volume had to be where conversation would be difficult, but not so loud as to hurt. 5 days after the infants were born, the recordings were played for them, and electrodes attached to the infants' heads allowed researchers to look for specific signs of recognition. Now, it isn't certain how long the memories of these words last, but the 5-day-old babies had last heard the words 5 days before birth. So, they showed signs of recognition with at least 10 days of history, but it's possible that the memory could be older than that. Researchers say the findings could help bring about early intervention for kids who may be at risk for language problems, like those who suffer from certain kinds of dyslexia. Careful designed words or features of speech played during pregnancy could, in fact, be beneficial to those children, they say. Be a winner, be a winner, be a winner. You know, give them little phrases. Because, you know, remember a long time ago, one of the fads was to have these affirmation tapes, and then it would have a little speaker that you put under your pillow, and 3 hours after you were asleep, you'd start getting these self-affirming messages, and that was supposed to speak directly to your self-conscious, the subconscious. Hello?
Hey, did you say vowel sounds or vowel sounds?
No, that would be with a V, sir. Thank you very much.
But you're probably getting a little of both in there.
Thank you. That's true. All right. Okay,
very clever.
American man has been fined $500 after he swallowed a beloved human toe belonging to a Canadian bar. You heard about this?
Yes, I did.
This whole story, I mean, obviously the headline was interesting. It drew me in. But as I continued to read this, I'm going, this is just creepy weird, okay?
Yep.
But again, they're Canadian. The downtown hotel in Dawson City, Yukon, apparently has a famous whiskey with a withered old toe inside. In order to properly enjoy the sour toe cocktail, the customer must touch their lips to the toe.
No!
It has been dehydrated, and it is preserved in salt. Thus, to prevent theft or swallowing, the bar established a $500 fine. According to one Terry Lee, the bar's toe captain, that would be T-O-E captain, on duty that night, an American decided a simple lip touch wasn't enough, so he gulped down the entire toe.
Why is it always an American?
Then he placed the $500 fine in cash on the table and left. I mean, fully planned to do this. I'm going to do this.
What a jerk.
Yeah, that's it. So, since the tradition began in 1972, an estimated 60,000 people have tried the sour toe cocktail. The toe has been replaced 8 times due to theft.
Where are they getting backup toes?
From a morgue or something?
Misplacement. That's scary.
I lost the toe?
Where's the toe? We're about to open the bar today. Where's the toe? Anyway, or the swallowing. Though Mr. Lee says that this is the first time it has actually been swallowed intentionally. Fortunately, the hotel had a backup toe.
They had a replacement toe.
They did. But this is their last one. And it says here, they're hoping for additional donations. To prevent another intentional swallowing, the hotel has now raised the fine to $2,500. Well, all that means is they just go, oh, I didn't mean to swallow it.
Somebody richer.
Now, were you picturing a big toe, or were you picturing another toe? See, because I don't know.
I pictured
a big toe.
Big toe.
See, me too. And
little
and,
toe
and,
seems too easy to swallow.
Anyway. While we're talking body parts, a Chicago woman allegedly bit off her cousin's nose during a family get-together. Police say 39-year-old DeMike...
These are really gross stories.
Yeah, thanks. Police say that 39-year-old DeMike Robinson flew into a rage and bit the hostess on the face several times. DeMike, that's an interesting name. DeMike was charged with aggravated battery.
As opposed to the speaker.
Yeah, $225,000 bail. Victim is now believed to be permanently disfigured. Oh, good. Family, it says here, a family get-together. Yeah, I guess that would qualify.
Were they, like, smoking meth on their family get-together?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet. Kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
A&M Consolidated Tiger Football is brought to you this season by these local businesses.
Max Food Mart, Blinn College, First Victoria Bank, Central Texas Sports Medicine, Kelly Burt Dozer, Subway, ABC Home and Commercial Services, Monograms and More, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and Intech Pest Control.
You're listening to the home of A&M Consolidated Tiger Football, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
About 10 till Newstalk 1620 WTAW. I had two guys call and volunteer toes.
Yeah, just, well, it depends on what you get.
Yeah.
If I'm drinking for free, you can have my pinky toe all day.
As one of them, said, you know, that way I could get somebody to kiss my foot into perpetuity.
Oh, my gosh. I say right into your will. Don't lose your toe while you're alive. You need that sucker.
Well, you may. Yeah, that's.
They probably might be overrated because you only have 10 of them, but, you know, they're important.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right, here we go. The top television shows this week. The top eight. Number eight is Big Bang Theory. Number seven is the NFL preseason on Friday night. Then NCIS, then the preseason game on Sunday was number five. Number four is America's Got Talent. Number three is 60 Minutes. Number two is America's Got Talent from Wednesday. And number one, once again, Under the Dome, your top cable shows. WWE Entertainment. But do they not even call it wrestling anymore? It's just entertainment?
Nope. Well, they had to change the name because the World Wildlife Foundation.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
I remember also.
Now it's World Wrestling Entertainment.
Yeah, because we thought that was a little panda, and I've never thought a panda and a wrestler looked alike.
No.
But nonetheless, all right. Number seven is Breaking Bad. Number six is Pawn Stars. Number five is Major Crimes. Number four was the preseason game on ESPN. Number three is Rosalie and Isles. Number two is the Video Music Awards. And number one was Quack Quack Duck Dynasty. So Ben Affleck, okay, Batman.
You know, I have reservations, but I had reservations when Michael Keaton played Batman.
Michael Keaton was great.
He was a great Batman.
Val Kilmer was Val Kilmer, so, you know, it had to suck. But anyway, and Lex Luthor is going to be Bryan Cranston.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good casting for that, I think.
Really will. We'll see how that works. I mean, it's a rumor. It's not been made official yet, but, yeah, that could work out all right. So this is kind of interesting. Two movies for the price of one. Remember when they used to do that? They were called double features. Yeah. You have to be old to remember that.
Thanks.
Deadline reports that Paramount Pictures and several movie chains getting together to offer your old-time double feature on Labor Day weekend featuring Brad Pitt's World War Z and Star Trek Into Darkness as a double feature. One ticket buys both movies at participating AMC's, Regal's, Carmike's, and Marcus Theaters.
So very cool.
Got that. Warner Brothers reportedly working on a new animated movie starring Scooby-Doo.
Oh, goody.
I thought we'd pretty much run that out. I mean, is there anything else that Scooby-Doo needs to do that hasn't done? But nonetheless.
Well, I mean, it is.
I don't know if Casey Kasem still does it. I was going to say, maybe he needs to work.
Yeah, it could be. This is one of those two-line stories that you wish you had more. Russian police raided an art gallery, seized a painting of Vladimir Putin in women's lingerie. Have nothing else other than that. Just that'd be nice if we could kind of have a little more about that.
Pooty Putin panties.
Yeah, hello.
Good morning. Hey, I'm just wondering if they're going to do those double features, if it's going to be like the old ones. Remember, they used to have a cartoon, and then you went into the movie.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not sure if they will. We'll have to, you know, they don't make cartoons much anymore. Yeah, they do, but they're kind of strange. All right, here you go. If you weren't in England this week, you missed out on the World Gravy Wrestling Championships. 1,500 people gathered to watch the annual contest at the Rosen Bowl Pub. Is that why your parents went over there?
Yes, Scott, that's why my parents went over there.
They said, we have to go because the World Gravy Wrestling Champions are there. What happened is competitors wore colorful costumes, while they grappled in a kid's pool that was filled with hundreds of gallons of gravy. The soaked wrestlers cleaned up afterwards, courtesy of the local fire department, who hosed them down. Now, you see, we could do that here. There's no reason that couldn't happen in Bryan College Station.
I bet people would pay to watch it.
I think they would. We could do that right here in Bryan College Station. Group of people in England, well, they got nothing to do. Gravy wrestling and building castles made out of pure chocolate. 10-foot-tall candy castle was made from 90,000 Cadbury Dairy Milk Pebbles. It is on display at the beach in Brighton. It'd be Brighton Beach. A five-member team stuck them together. They used a quarter ton icing and 44 pounds of sugar. Took them about 100 hours to build. So
wow.
They got that going on. Today's edition of Guys of Action is the man in Germany who blew up his house while inflating his air mattress. Okay, having just moved into the rental, he had no furniture, hence the self-inflatable mattress, but the mattress was leaky, so he used an industrial-strength puncture repair spray to try to fix it. Well, this reacted with the built-in electric pump, which caused a violent explosion, which threw him across the room, ripped the doors off its hinges, and smashed all the windows. But the mattress was leaking, so he used this to do that, and as a result, well...
Is this like Fix-A-Flat, you think?
That's what I'm thinking, for lack of a better description. They didn't have the brand name. Nonetheless, the bottom line is that he had some minor injuries, but it was a $200,000 fix. A $200,000 fix.
Yeah. Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
There's a lot to be said for convenience, but when it comes to your dental health, Arendt's Family Dentistry in Bryan is closer than you think. Since 1984, Arendt's has maintained a reputation for providing the finest, most advanced dental care for your entire family. Using state-of-the-art technology for every procedure, Arendt's provides the big city benefits of dental care with that small-town feel.
Call 268-1407 or visit arendtsdds.com. That's ArendtsDDS.com.
Voted best of the Brazos Valley. Arendt's Family Dentistry in Bryan. We're closer than you think.
Hi, I'm Joe Carbajal, Senior Pastor of Mighty Wind Worship Center in Central Texas. The lives of 11 million of our neighbors hang in the balance as Congress seeks to reform our immigration system. Christ calls evangelicals to compassion and justice. So please join a growing movement of Christians asking our political leaders for immigration solutions rooted in biblical values. Values that reflect each person's God-given dignity, respect the rule of law, protect family unity, guarantee secure borders, ensure fairness to taxpayers, and establish a path towards citizenship. Our Texas elected officials need your prayers, but they also need to hear your voice. Become a prayer partner for reform by going to prayforreform.org. That's pray, the number 4, reform.org. This announcement has been paid for by the Evangelical Immigration Table.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. July was a hugely successful month for trade-ins, so Varsity Used is offering blockbuster deals to make room for our latest inventory. We have all makes and models and a huge selection of certified pre-owned Ford and Lincoln cars, trucks, and SUVs. And with rates as low as 1.9%, there's never been a better time to purchase a quality pre-owned from Varsity. Come see us at 2300 State Highway 21 in Bryan. Call 979-778-3408 or visit varsitypreowned.com.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it all the time.
What are we going to do if we lose the house?
It's time to stop thinking and start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. We did the story earlier this week, didn't we, about men who change their sheets like 3 times a year?
Yes.
Okay. And women change them like twice a week. Hello?
You know, it never amazes me how well you guys prepare for your show. You give a story about a gentleman blowing up his house, and then you follow it by a commercial for an insurance company.
There you go. We planned it that way. Hello?
Hey, the preacher from that immigration reform ad y'all been running, what church is he from? It seems like the most generic possible church name.
Oh, yeah.
In Central Texas.
It's the Evangelical Immigration Church, I believe is what it is. It's what the ad says on my
or log. Group right or something.
So anyway, here's what, going back to the sheets. So if it's been a while since you changed the sheets on your bed, consider this. A person can sweat as much as a liter in a night. And that's not taking into account those that
have no AC.
Who cover up with heavy blankets, too. In addition, an article in the Wall Street Journal points out that skin cells are a source of food mites. Okay, food mites who are known to fester in your mattress and your bedding and also leave behind their poop. So some of the other great stuff that you'll find hanging out in your harmless-looking sheets, fungal mold, fungal spores, lint, fibers, pollen, soil, and cosmetics. Just letting you know, think about that. Better for me to tell you that right now, right? Rather than just before you go to bed.
See, that's why I bathe before bed, so you keep your bed clean instead of bathing in the morning.
But if you sweat, Dale, go ahead.
I don't know that I have cosmetics in my bed.
Probably not.
We're glad you don't, Kevin.
Experts...